Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys get along real well. Have you noticed that the togetherness affecting other guys in the locker room?
Yeah, for sure. I would say this is the closest team I've ever been a part of my entire football career, not just NFL, not college. Like, this is the closest team I've ever been a part. Guys are always constantly hanging out, and that leads to, I think, we're just closer on the field and guys go an extra mile for each other. So I think we're just all just very close with each other, not just offense, not defense, all three phases together. We're all just a close, tight-knit group.
What about the offensive line uniquely has made you guys close?
I don't know. We just all, like, beginning of the year, like, we were close last year, but this offseason, we all were constantly hanging out with each other, just always around each other. And I think that just drew us even closer. We knew what was ahead of us, and I think that just drew us closer together.
Do you still do the Friday pizzas? Do you cook?
It's not every Friday, but yes, I do cook. We're undefeated this year with pizza parties so far.
All right. Yeah. So when's the party this week?
Not doing one this week. You don't go back-to-back weeks.
Okay.
So try not. Yeah.
But you've also won when you didn't do a pizza party.
Exactly.
So put fans at ease there.
So what is this, week 20, 21, whatever it is? I think we've done 9 this year, and we're 9-0 with it.
All right.
So I think all together, I think we did about the same. So we've only lost one game in 2 years doing them.
I know you haven't been here for all these matchups, but you're very familiar with this team, like you are a division opponent. You've been here a couple of years. Is it just about, we know what they're going to do, they know what we're going to do, and just make plays?
For sure. Yeah, like you said, it's like another divisional game. I've been here for my second year now, already the fourth time playing them, and a lot of guys have been here longer. They've played them twice a year, every year. So it's one of the things, they know what we're going to do, we know what they're going to do, and it's just going to be an old-fashioned, I think, backyard football game.
There's a thought that the Chiefs do a good job of playing better in the playoffs for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Is that something that you've noticed, and is there any tangible evidence of that?
They've done a great job all year. What did they lose? 2 games all year. So they're doing something right, and people say they get lucky all the time, but that they just set themselves up for success, and they do a great job.
Tell me about playing against a guy like Chris Jones. I know that you're not always lined up across him, but how much he can kind of impact what you have to do as a center of making calls.
He's one of those people, like, there's not many of them in the league, but you got to always be kind of where he's at. Anytime he can make play, like, he could decide, all right, he's going to jump backside and gap, like, not play how he's supposed to, but he's still going to make the play. Like, he's just one of those freak athletes. And so you always have to account for where he is and what he's going to do.
The success you guys had running the ball, I mean, last 2 weeks, you've taken the 2 best run defenses in the NFL and put a season high on both of them. What is it about this? You've been good all year, but it seems like it's a different level last few weeks.
I think it comes back to a lot of our communication, especially between me and Josh, just what we see different, like, when we see safeties rotating down, make sure we're getting through our kills or our second plays, stuff like that. A lot of things we didn't have in the first half of the season where we really, especially after the bye week, sat down and really talked on what we want to do. I think that's had a lot of success for us.
How much fun has it been going forward so often in an offense where this team used to be a backwards offensive line?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's every O-lineman's dream just to run the ball. Like, passing the ball is fun, like putting out big stats like that, but it's just something fun about just lining up and run the ball and just dominating the game.
How much more challenging, though, is getting those checks when you're in a place like Arrowhead and the communication is so loud?
It definitely makes it harder. It's easier when we're at home, when our crowd actually knows how to pay attention to the game and when to be quiet. So it's going to be more difficult, but that's one thing we've done great all year, just communication and just everyone being on the same page.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.